The gospel this morning is from Mark, chapter 4, starting at the 35th verse. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke Jesus up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Be still and know that I am God. This familiar passage from Psalm 46 is the chosen theme for Amazing Grace for the coming year. In this church, in the past year, it has been a season of change. Lots of change. Thus, the theme to return to a period of grounding, of stillness, is necessary, healthy even. In the psalm, the words in Hebrew, Rapha Yada Elohim, is translated, "Be still and know that I am God." But English, the English language, does not properly convey the meaning of this phrase. Be still really means to relax, to be still, to let it go. And the phrase to know means to share love, to show mercy, and to act with justice. So, to be still and know that I am God is to be still, but it also is to act. To act with love, mercy, and justice, knowing that it is God who calls us to do so. The wisdom from this psalm is embodied in today's gospel reading when Jesus stills the storm, when he calms the waves. So, in our own lives, when life gets overwhelming, we will be still. When sickness overtakes our bodies or our minds, we will be still. When taking care of loved ones or families, bringing up children or taking care of elders becomes overwhelming, we will be still. When it seems like this world is crumbling right before our very eyes, whether through hurricanes, earthquakes, the threat of war, or political or economic strife, we will be still. When we sometimes question everything we thought we knew or expected from life, we will be still. We will be still and know that God is with us. Emmanuel is with us. God, who has come in the flesh in Jesus, is here. So we can be still and know. How will this community of faith respond in the coming year to whatever is thrown our way? How will you respond in the coming year when the Holy Spirit comes in her own way, in her own time, and changes you? When this Holy Spirit brings a miracle into this community, into this neighborhood, when God brings a miracle to this world, The same God who created the world came in the form of Jesus, Emmanuel, Word made flesh. This God who came for us, even for us. And you will know that this God who stills the storms has the power to still the storms around you, within you, in your bodies, in your minds, in your relationships. This God stills the storms that is all around us. And while this may give comfort, the presence of God Most High, who is stilling the storms in our lives, in our relationships, in our world, may cause you to actually be a little afraid. Indeed, to be terrified. Because to come face to face with God incarnate is to be changed. And yet, we were not the first to encounter this God and to be terrified. Do you think the disciples were more frightened before or after Jesus stilled the storm? The disciples in the boat that day were certainly afraid of the wind and the waves overtaking their boat. But when Jesus stilled that storm, a holy terror took hold of them, a holy awe, when they realized that Jesus, who stilled that storm, is God in the flesh. So when you encounter miracles in your own life, you too may be filled with this holy terror. You may be terrified, not just because of the miracle that you are embracing before you, but because when you catch a glimpse of God face to face, you cannot stop from being changed. You cannot help but wake up and notice that this God who is right in front of you is inescapable. A God who will not let you go. A God who will not let this world go. The Spirit of God who stilled the storms will change each and every one of us. And that, my friends, is both thrilling and terrifying. It may be a welcome change, but also terrifying. So, when all these challenges come our way, we will be still. Surrender yourself to the love of this merciful God, and then extend that mercy to others. Allow yourself to be changed. Allow your mind to be expanded. Allow God to break your heart so that you can love more deeply, so you can extend mercy, so that you can walk with justice. That's what this year is all about. So join me together as we join God at work in the world by living into this wisdom. Say it with me. Be still and know that I am God. And let it be so. Amen.